Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A trial in New York City is giving a glimpse into what Osama bin Laden was thinking in the hours after the 9/11 attacks. His son-in-law, Salomein Abu Ghaith, a spokesman for al-Qaeda, is being tried on charges that he conspired to kill Americans and aid the terrorist group. And he testified that bin Laden was worried and apprehensive as he contemplated how the United States would respond to the attacks. Peter Bergen is director of the National Security Studies Program at the New America Foundation, and he's the author of Manhunt, the 10-year search for bin Laden from 9/11 to Abbottabad. He joins us now. Peter, welcome. And Peter,
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Could you tell us more about what kind of testimony has been heard from Osama bin Laden's son-in-law about these conversations he says he had with bin Laden?
Well, first of all, you know, it was surprising that he was put on the stand. Typically, defense lawyers don't encourage their clients to act as their own witnesses in this kind of case. You know, basically what he said is that he was sort of summoned to meet bin Laden in a dark cave several hours' drive from Kabul. And bin Laden, you know, basically said, look, we did this. And the son-in-law said there's going to be reaction. And bin Laden seemed to sort of take that on. Although, you know, based on my own reporting, I think that bin Laden completely underestimated the scale of the reaction. I mean, I think that he sort of had, you know, in a sense, believed his own propaganda that the United States was a paper tiger and wouldn't really react in a meaningful way.
Peter, you mentioned your reporting. And in 1997, you produced bin Laden's first TV interview. And in that broadcast, he declared war against the U.S. for the first time to a Western audience. What do you make of what his son-in-law is saying and these conversations based on the interactions you've had with bin Laden? Does anything about this testimony surprise you?
I don't think it's particularly surprising. I think it fills in details that we didn't know about. I mean, I put a fair amount of repertorial effort into trying ascertaining what exactly bin Laden was doing after 9/11. And we've had other testimony in trials in Guantanamo, or not trials necessarily, you know, statements from prisoners at Guantanamo that were leaked in the WikiLeaks data dump. And, you know, you can kind of piece together kind of a picture of bin Laden, what he was doing immediately on 9/11 thereafter. And I think this adds, you know, some nice detail to the picture. You know, will it get Salomein Abu Ghaith off? I mean, the conviction rate for kind of terrorism-related crimes in the Southern District of New York, which is, after all, only a few blocks from the World Trade Center, is 100%. In my view, you know, he probably is, he certainly, you know, he has three basic charges against him. One is, you know, material support to al-Qaeda, which I think is going to be hard to sort of discount. After all, he was there on 9/11 and he helped them out with their propaganda. But the question of was he conspiring to kill Americans, I think is, you know, I think on the facts, you know, you can argue that that's unlikely. You know, there was a videotape of bin Laden was recovered in Kandahar, Afghanistan, in which he gestures to his spokesman and his son-in-law, Salomein Abu Ghaith, and says, look, we didn't even clue him in about the 9/11 attack. So he had no pre-knowledge of 9/11, and the prosecution is arguing that he had some pre-knowledge of other attacks. And I just think it's not clear what the evidence is for that. I don't think that that's at all clear.
And Peter, would you give us a brief bio of this witness? So beyond being Osama bin Laden's son-in-law, who is he? What is he known for?
Well, he came out of Kuwait. He's a preacher. He was a high school teacher. He was, you know, not somebody who had long associations with bin Laden. He arrived in Afghanistan in June of 2001. He was, you know, he was a propagandist, basically.
You mentioned that his testimony was a surprise, somewhat unexpected, and not a typical strategy. Any sense of why the defense decided to call him as a witness?
You know, I don't really know. One aspect of this is that they tried to get Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the operational commander of 9/11, to testify. The judge dismissed that. They did get a long statement from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed entered in, which basically Khalid Sheikh Mohammed said this guy who's on trial, you know, wasn't sort of part privy to our, you know, terrorist plotting. What the jury will make of that is not clear. After all, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is not somebody that's likely to be viewed as somebody that they're instantly going to grant credibility to.
And this trial, the closing arguments are scheduled for Monday, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's right, yes.
Peter Bergen is CNN's national security analyst. He's also the author of Manhunt, the 10-year search for bin Laden from 9/11 to Abbottabad. Peter, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.